provided attention. Yes, there is a traffic jam on 65 southbound that backs up from just south of exit 179 all the way to Boca Raton, Florida. But the real urgency here is a note from listener Teresa Cameron, who says that Buck Trent played the electric banjo. I hate them, she says. I guess she belongs to a band. She says, we only use traditional in our bluegrass band. No fooling. LOL. Time for news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Time at the squeal. 8 o'clock.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. 10 people are shot at a backyard party in Fresno, California.
3 people died on scene, all Asian males between the ages 25 and 30. One was critical, was transported to CRMC, where he succumbed to his injuries.
Fresno Deputy Police Chief Michael Reed says the gunman or gunmen snuck around the house and started shooting. The House Intelligence Committee this week hosts 8 more witnesses for the impeachment inquiry. Texas Republican John Ratcliffe tells Fox's Sunday Morning Futures,
the Democrats want to send this to the Senate without testimony from the most important witnesses.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells CBS on Face the Nation, President Trump himself is more than welcome to testify.
He has every opportunity to present his case.
In person or in writing, she says. The president tweets this morning, we are winning and we will win. This week's hearings are tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. America's listening to Fox News.
Thanksgiving is Thursday next week. Those of you who are traveling, this is what you have to look forward to.
Lines keep on growing, growing, growing at every airport. Lines keep on slowing, slowing, slowing. LA to New York. I'm gonna fly for some turkey Thanksgiving. Fly for some turkey. Can't get through security. I have to fly for some turkey. I'm hoping TSA won't detain me. See my family and have way too much to eat. Watch some football. The Lions will get beat. Talk politics with my Uncle Pete. Oh, he's a freaking moron. I have to fly for some turkey Thanksgiving. The TSA will search my every cavity. Just so I fly for some turkey traveling.
Every year we, on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, had to do the usual, this is the busiest day at the airport, so leave 8 hours before your scheduled flight.
Every TV station will have a package on that, yeah.
Crazy.
They'll all be at the airports. You watch.
We have a traffic situation. We're expecting a fresh update in a moment. That 65 southbound out of Prattville, one lane, we believe, is open.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
That fog issue that we had closer to dawn, it looks like it's gone. I'm looking at airport visibilities, and they're all 10 miles, 10 miles, 10 miles, 10 miles. 10 miles is the standard visibility when there's no restrictions, all right? So it looks like that's gone. Not quite as warm today, but there will be some passing clouds at times. I think we'll be about 5 degrees cooler than yesterday, but not a big deal. A little disturbance brushing by the area. Normal high is 69. Today's high is 63. Some clouds from time to time tonight. Overnight low 38. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Warming trend underway. 67 tomorrow. Low 70s Wednesday. Low to mid 70s Thursday and Friday. A nice weather week with storm-free conditions for the next few days. And then it looks like maybe some showers perhaps by late Friday into Saturday as the next frontal system approaches the area. Right now this morning, West winds at 7 miles per hour, 44 degrees at 8:06.
Traffic has been so wretched on 65 southbound, you may as well make a U-turn, cut across the median, go back to Main Street in Prattville, go west, and get all your Christmas shopping done at Brian Jewelry, and then go back to work, because you'll feel like the weight of the world's been lifted off your shoulders. I'll be heading up there this week. I have something coming in at Brian's Jewelry. And, it's great, because this year I'm getting the vast majority of my shopping done right here in town. I don't even have to order it online or anything. And Brian Jewelry is a big, big part of that, because they have such great stuff. And shopping online is akin to going to the store, because it's a beautiful website, brianjewelry.com. If you visit the website, you'll appreciate the arrangement, the information that's there. You're going to learn about every kind of diamond, whatever you're interested in. They've got it all laid out for you. But there is an opportunity to join the club at Brian Jewelry. If you do that, you will save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. Also, right inside the door, to your left, to your right, are the War Eagle Roll Tide Showcases. Those are themed gifts representing both schools and the greatest rivalry in sports. And if you got a football lover in your on your gift list, you cannot go wrong there. And that includes women. They have some amazing auburn color earrings that they're stunning. I wouldn't wear them, because first of all, I look silly with earrings on, but they would look darn good on a female Auburn fan, no doubt, or really anybody that wants to celebrate the school. We don't care. We just want you to check them out. 1778 East Main in Prattville, and again online at brianjewelry.com. 6.5 decades of experience behind every single sale. 8 after 8. All right. Are you ready for the bad news? Down to the traffic dungeon.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I-65 southbound, the first bridge past Cobbs Ford Road. We have a multiple vehicle accident. We have 3 lanes of traffic stacking up past Cobbs Ford Road on I-65 towards 14. If you're trying to get to Montgomery from Prattville, from Cobbs Ford Road or Highway 14, take a different route. You're not going to make it. It is backed up and virtually at a stop. They're letting traffic around the accident on the very right-hand lane, but it is a slow go through there. Going to take a while to get this one unsnarled. 2 accidents in Montgomery, 1,000 block of Madison Avenue near Crampton Bowl. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. And the 2200 block of East South Boulevard past Woodley Road as you approach Baptist and Alpha. We've got an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. You don't have to fight with your pet for a turkey leg at Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'll keep you updated. I'm Wendell Jake. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The group Texas Equisearch is now back in Alabama to help with the search for missing teen Anaya Blanchard. Blanchard has been missing since October 24th. 29-year-old Ibrahim Yazid was arrested in Escambia County, Florida, in connection with her disappearance. The trial for the Montgomery police officer charged with shooting and killing an unarmed black man in 2016 begins today. Officer Aaron Smith is accused of killing Greg Gunn in his Mobile Heights neighborhood in February of 2016. The trial was moved to Ozark earlier this year. And Governor Kay Ivey has named J.C. Love III as the new Montgomery County probate judge. The probate judge seat became vacant when Stephen Reed stepped down to run for and later win the Montgomery mayor's race. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered promptly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman, Mattress Superstores.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm stuffing the turkey.
Stuffing the turkey? That was the biggest turkey they had at Wilson Farms. 26 pounds.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy gobble, gobble, y'all.
Well, it's a Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
Quick, go and set your turkey free.
Uncle Sam is free as a bird.
Yeah, that turkey sucks.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey?
We are preparing a Thanksgiving feast.
Bring in the turkey.
You put our national bird in the oven.
And where, pray, is our beautiful trick performing turkey? What the hell is that? It's a turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Well, I cooked the turkey.
It is 8:13. The birds are not free, though, for Thanksgiving. And we have a guest with us who is going to try and make sure that folks around the river region do have a good bird on the table and other things for Thanksgiving. Richard Deem from the Montgomery Area Food Bank, how are you?
We're doing great, Greg. And I just want to say, before we go any further, I want to thank Blue Water for everything that's being done. Certainly, News Talk is involved in this food drive, and we're hearing some great positive reports.
Excellent.
But I wanted to personally thank you folks for what you're doing.
Glad to do it. I like to add a codicil to these conversations every year, and that is, you may think you got the world by the butt like I did, and you may be buying $200 dinners and all that good stuff, and then one day, you're in line at a place to get a bag of groceries, and that was me.
Yeah.
And that was a very positive experience for me in terms of how humble it makes you feel.
Yeah.
And it was a great building block. So I am sure there are other people out there that have hit a rough patch or gotten a bad break or whatever it is. We need to be there for them.
Yes, sir.
Jay, we still have the barrels.
Yeah, the barrels. This is the final week for our for our annual holiday food drive. And today we'll be at Brown Tire and Automotive on Ashburton Drive. We'll be there from 11:30 to 1. Now, we're there just to take your donations in person, but you can drop off any time during regular business hours at that location or Capital Pawn Shop, Best Friends Pet Resort, Riverside Chevrolet, Montgomery Eye Physicians, or Cartridge World. Plus, you can drop off right here at the radio station.
Yeah, we got a barrel.
I just got a text from our buddy Jacqueline Tomlinson who wants it. I want to help. I want to help.
Yeah.
And so drop off food or check.
Well, food is great. And I'm sure you every can of food or every is wonderful. But you talked about the last time how much a dollar goes in purchasing food.
Rich, you know, we always appreciate anything. That's always a question we get.
Mm-hmm.
Should it be food or should it be funds?
Yeah.
We love to get the food, but the funds, we can buy a lot more food.
What, how much did you say? What is the dollar ratio as far as?
For a dollar, we can get approximately 6.5 pounds of food.
Wow. See, so that's great. And people can donate online as well?
Yes, sir. They can go to Montgomery Area Food Bank, all spelled out, MontgomeryAreaFoodBank.org,
right.
And there's a donate button there.
And I noticed one of the grocery store chains was asking me this weekend, do I want to donate? And, of course, I did. So there's a lot of people pitching in, especially this time of the year, right?
Yes, sir. This is a tremendous area, as you well know. The community is phenomenal. They really step up when they see a need.
Right.
And, I mean, it's everywhere. And so we just wanted to really thank the folks of the River Region.
For anybody who didn't hear you when the last time you were here, we all had our mouths open when you told us how large the Montgomery Area Food Bank. How many counties do you serve now?
We serve 35 of 67 counties.
That is simply amazing.
And was it last year? How many? You had tons of how many tons?
28 million?
Yes, sir. 28 million, 27.9 million pounds of food that we moved to over 300,000 food insecure people.
All right, I just put the website.
Thank you, sir.
On my Facebook page, along with just a quick reminder, you never know if you might be the next one to need a place like this.
Exactly.
And it is possible. And that's the buying power you have with every dollar is very impressive. That's good.
And then, of course, we think about this during the holidays, but this is a 365-day-a-year deal, right?
I mean,
you're feeding people all the time?
Absolutely, Rich. You know, those of you that know where the Montgomery Area Food Bank is, right there off Day Street.
Right.
I can walk 5 minutes from the food bank and find people that are in need every day of the year. So you're absolutely right. I mean, I know there's a big push around Thanksgiving.
You think about
Christmas.
It.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the secret is to think about it, like Greg said, you know, every day.
Yeah, sure. Because you never know when it's going to be you that needs it. Sure. Does the Kiwanis with the fair, do they do that? When they do their food, because I know they do
a Thursday night.
It's like one of the nights where you can get in for free if you bring a can of food. Does that also go to the Montgomery Area Food Bank?
Yeah, we've been in partnership with them for many years, and they do a great job.
I was going to say, those are some of the busiest nights at the fair when you can get in for just bringing a can of food.
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Delkin Tomlinson will be dropping off a check on Wednesday.
Wonderful. We'll look forward to that.
Any way we can help, you know.
Thanks, Greg.
I'll send out a blast of text. Whatever I got to do to help you guys out. And if you're in the area during the afternoon, stop by. I'm
yes, sir.
3
we
to
will.
6.
Okay. And Greg, I wanted to thank you for your personal involvement. And really, I wanted to thank the folks here. You're doing a great job.
Well, we appreciate it. I like telling that story because I'm not ashamed of it.
Right. I'm glad you did.
In fact, I was kind of proud of it that life put me in that moment.
Yes, sir.
Because, like I said, it became a building block. So, yeah, people can say, well, it never happened to me. Guess what? It can happen to you.
Yeah, I've dealt with a lot of those kind of people, and I've seen them and talked with them that had a six-figure income and lost everything.
I had a friend in town that worked with the toy ministry, and the ministry was set up for people that were doing very well, and then, you know, we had the recession and 08 and stuff, and they were able to at least buy stuff pennies on a dollar,
yes, sir.
But get what other people could afford so they wouldn't feel like they were, you know, cheating their kids out of Christmas and stuff.
Yeah, that's great.
It's all out there. They're just not the stories that get everyday big news coverage, but there's lots of them out there.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you, man.
Thanks,
see you later.
Appreciate it.
8:20, we still haven't played the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire. And we'd like to give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card to somebody who wants to play. 272-9228 is the number to call to participate in that. In the meantime, Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. This year, it's one of the busiest times because people decide at the end of the year, I'm either going to give myself or we're going to use the family budget to correct our vision forever with a LASIK procedure. Only one step needs to be taken before you do that, and that's to call 271-3804 and schedule a no-charge, no-obligation appointment with the refractive surgery counselor. And
they're also a drop-off location.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, for the food bank. Yeah.
How about that? Man, we're rocking it this morning. They're right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road if you'd like to drop something off there. And as Mr. D mentioned, a check really goes a long way. 6.5 pounds of food for every dollar that you
That's amazing.
In the meantime, the cost of LASIK continues to come down as the results continue to improve, and you've got two of the most experienced board-certified corneal specialists anywhere at Montgomery Eye with Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin. But first step, it's free. See the refractive surgery counselor to see if LASIK will work for you. Again, 271-3804 if you'd like to learn more about this incredible diamond. I mean, by that I mean 75 years. This diamond practice. Go online to this web address, onlinemep.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic I-65 southbound, first bridge past Cobbs Ford Road. We have a multiple vehicle accident there that's been bothering us all morning long. They are moving traffic around this accident on the extreme right-hand side of I-65, but we have three lanes backed up past Cobbs Ford Road, up to the top of the hill, back over towards 14. We now have a second accident on I-65 southbound between 14 and Cobbs Ford Road. This one is going to be off on the left-hand side on the median in between the two lanes of 65 north and southbound. We got a fire department vehicle on the scene there. Use caution there. If you're planning on taking 65 into Montgomery, Cobbs Ford, or Highway 14, take an alternate route. It's a parking lot. Two accidents that they're clearing up right now. 1,000 block of Madison Avenue at Crampton Bowl. 2,200 block of East South Boulevard past Woodley approaching Baptist. We are busy everywhere. Use caution this morning. We will keep you updated. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenum State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Celebrate holidays on the Harriet with a fun and festive cruise on the Harriet 2. This includes holiday dinner, live entertainment, and cash bar. Cruising will be every Friday and Saturday beginning December 6th. Tickets are $48 for adults and $38 for children. Sponsored by Bama Budweiser. For more info, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey kids, do you like sugary Twinkie cereal?
Yay!
Then you're gonna love the fruity taste of Jolly Rancher cereal. Every bowl of Jolly Rancher cereal has more sugar than a field of sugar cane.
Yay!
Just listen to that crunch.
Ow! My teeth are bleeding!
Yay!
Mommy!
And you know every bowl is good for you because it's made with wholesome corn syrup.
Yay!
0 out of 5 dentists recommend Jolly Rancher cereal.
I'm Ralph.
Yes, you may play. Oh, here, it's got to come up this way. Instead of playing through the... Yeah, here it is. Hi, boys and girls. My favorite was Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
When SNL was funny, remember when that was the case?
Oh, yeah.
We have a special edition, because the movie comes out Friday with Tom Hanks starring as Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks starring as Tom Hanks.
Pretending to be Mr. Rogers. Anyway, if you would like in on this game, if you know you're Mr. Rogers, true the baloney, 272-9228. Otherwise, I may just play this thing for the till 9.
Let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say.
It's 272-9228.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be? my neighbor. Won't you please, won't you please, please won't you be my neighbor. My neighbor, hi. Glad to be with you.
Just as he is finishing up his little theme song, we have a, is that a contestant?
That is a contestant.
Oh my goodness, Timmy. One more quickie.
I'm just so proud of all of you who have grown up with us.
Thank you. All right, Don, you ready to play this game?
I give it a try.
All right, here's how it works. I'll read you a statement. You tell me whether it's true or baloney, get two out of three right, or get them all wrong, and win. Are we going to have a second
you
contest?
You want me to, yeah.
Yeah, let's drag this out till 9 if we can.
Hang
on. Don's not going anywhere, are you?
I got to go to work, man.
Okay, well, we'll see what we can do.
Never mind. It's just Don.
All right, Don, it's you, my friend. Statement one, the first episodes of Mr. Rogers were in black and white. Black and white, truth or baloney?
I'm trying to remember.
True.
Winning. That's true.
Okay.
It is. He also sang a different song at the end of the early episodes called Tomorrow.
Where did they do his show? Which PBS station did they do his show?
I don't know.
That'd be
I don't
a good,
see it here.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to guess curious. Boston.
I'm going to check. Go ahead.
All right, you can win it all now with the right answer on this statement. The final episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was filmed in 1989, so if you watched it as a kid after that, you only watched reruns. Is that truth or baloney?
I say true.
No, losing my, sorry.
No, the last original episode he made aired on August 31st, 2001. So, that was, well, that whole statement was bull.
Well, I should have known that.
By the way, the show was done at WQED in Pittsburgh.
That's it. How could I screw that up? All right, you got to get this one right. Mr. Rogers went to high school with Arnold Palmer. Mr. Rogers went to high school with Arnold
Palmer.
That's
an interesting question.
I think I've heard that. I think it's true.
Winning.
It
wow.
is, and you won the game!
He got it!
Way to go, Don.
Woo.
Way to go, neighbor.
Hey, buddy.
You won yourself a nice $10 gift certificate to Seafood Bistro. Bring a friend.
You didn't sound anything like him.
Bring me. You know why I can't tell? Because I'm using toy headphones.
Okay.
That came from Mr. Rogers'
That's
discount
right.
store downstairs.
That's right.
And
true.
I've had it. I'm done.
All right. Well, I'm congratulations, not, man.
This afternoon, there will be no calls if my headphones are going to turn up.
I really hope they turn. I mean,
well,
I hope
there's
so too.
Very rarely any calls anyway.
Yeah.
People just like to sit and be entertained. That's what they tell me at Costco. Anyway, the next statement, he was red-green colorblind, true the baloney?
True.
It is, yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, yeah.
Those were the two sweater colors he liked the most. He wore a bunch of different cardigans over the show's 31 seasons, but he wore green the most and red a little bit less than that. And finally, he weighed himself daily and liked to stay at exactly 143 pounds, true the baloney?
It's true that he weighed himself daily and he tried to stay at a certain weight. I don't know if that was the weight.
Well, that statement doesn't say he succeeded. It just said he liked to stay.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the exact weight, though, that he tried to do, but I'm going to say... what do you say, Don?
I think he was pretty controlled. I think it's true.
Winning.
It yeah. is.
Was he... Did he have a family? Did he have kids? And was he married? Do we know that?
Yeah, I think so.
He was
yeah.
married, yes. I'm not sure on his children, but he was married.
You know why he liked...
Well, y'all didn't bring up the part about his service to the military.
Oh, that's true. I had heard about that. He served in what branch?
I think he was Air Force. Wasn't he a pilot?
I don't know. Let me just say this. There's a lot of crap on the internet about Captain Kangaroo conquering Iwo Jima or something. A lot of that stuff is not true.
He wasn't a real captain.
No. but anyway, we got a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card for you. hold on. Well, Jay excites everybody about what you can get at Seafood Bistro.
Well, you can get some fantastic food at Seafood Bistro, some wonderful lunch. You want to do something different, tired of the burgers or, I don't know, whatever it is that you may do for lunch. Maybe it's stuff you're heating up in a microwave or something like that. That's kind of disgusting. Why don't you enjoy your meal from the Seafood Bistro today for lunch? They open up at 11 a.m. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Call them at 279-7500. You can put your order in over the phone if you'd like to do that. Best place to go, though, is their website. There is pictures of the food. I like when a website has pictures. There is pictures of the food, and you can put in the order there at their website as well. It is called The Seafood Bistro. .com. That's where you go.
Apparently, it says that Mr. Rogers, all those rumors about him being a Navy SEAL and all this, it's all fake. He was too old. He was born in 28. He was too old to be in the Vietnam conflict. So, apparently, I don't see military service here.
Seriously, 10 or more years ago, there were stories going around that Captain Kangaroo conquered Iwo Jima. And Mr. Right. Green Jeans single-handedly rescued Australia from the Japanese. I mean, it's all...
Well, they don't serve seal at the Seafood Bistro, but you can get gator there if you'd like to do that. And don't forget to like and follow them.
You know who he sounds like doing that? Me.
Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
You can get those delivery apps to deliver it to your door as well. The Seafood Bistro.
Oh, I thought you was done.
I did too. I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's fine. No, I'm done now.
Your Seafood Bistro.
It's perfectly fine. I'm done.
Mr. Rogers' military record.
There is a cure for premature. Hey, David.
Oh, forget about seeing Mr. Rogers. Go see Ford versus Ferrari.
I've heard that. The trailer looks great.
Yeah.
That movie is absolutely fantastic.
It looked like it had the potential.
Did you see Midway by any chance, David?
No. As a matter of fact, we went in the theater. My wife said, hey, Midway's showing. You didn't want to see that? I said, maybe later. I said, I've got to see Ford versus Ferrari.
Okay. But you know what? If you don't see Midway, you're a communist.
You got to check it out.
It'll be hard to beat the original.
Yeah. No. It is so far superior to the original. It isn't funny. It is so far superior.
It is light years ahead
of it. Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Forget. I know. They had a lot of big stars in 1976, but the movie is so much better
and
now.
It's based on fact. It is.
Good. That's what I like, historically correct.
Yes, it is.
You'll love it.
Okay, check it out. Thanks, guys.
All right, Rich's forecast in a moment, but man, the traffic. This is one of the longest reports he's ever submitted.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, it just keeps getting uglier up in Prattville. I-65 southbound, first bridge past Cobbs Ford Road. Multiple vehicle accidents still in place. They are still working at one-lane traffic on the right-hand side of the road there, going around it. Three lanes backed up past Cobbs Ford Road over the top of the hill. We have a second accident between Highway 14 and Cobbs Ford Road on I-65 southbound. This one's on the extreme left-hand side of the road in between the north and southbound lanes of I-65. We had a possible car fire there, but we do have fire department on the scene. They took care of business. Now, we have a disabled 18-wheeler at McQueen Smith and Cobbs Ford Road. One-lane traffic through that intersection there. You might want to avoid Cobbs Ford and I-65 southbound, whether you're on 14 or Cobbs Ford Road, either one. In Montgomery, we're just busy everywhere. Bosses, give them a little slack this morning. There's some stressed out people on I-65 southbound. No doubt about it. Well, your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
835.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. One of the
nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
I was just thinking, a week ago today, we were getting ready for some big ticket weather, and that is the Arctic front that was on the way and the huge drop in the rain and the cold. And this week, things are looking so much better. I'm so much more excited. Not quite as warm today as yesterday. We'll be down about 5 degrees for a high. So we're looking for a high of 63, but that's not bad. There's some clouds from time to time. Tonight's low is 38. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Warming trend. High at least 67 tomorrow. Low 70s on Wednesday. Low to mid 70s on Thursday and Friday. This is a great string of days here this week. And maybe a few showers by late Friday into Friday night and into Saturday as a cold front moves into the state. That's our next weather maker. Right now, this morning, it's not bad. Last time I checked, in fact, I'll check again for you while we're at it here. We're back into the 40s now, and that fog problem a little bit earlier is gone. We're at 44 degrees at Montgomery Regional here at 836.
All right. Every local news coming up and our Morning Maroon nominees for the day. And I know where they are. A lot of groping on the show this morning for things that just sort of got misplaced. It happens.
If you're a person who's been groped,
please give. It is 7.
Please give. Okay.
8:37 is the time. This week, I was led into temptation. That's what Tip Tames does. He puts you in temptation. Having a long, loving relationship with a Nissan Murano, which is just an incredible SUV. And yes, they have a great selection of them at Jack Ingram. And then I thought, you know what? I'm betraying my Rogue. I actually bought it thinking, you know, if I never buy another car again, this will be just fine. But I put a lot of miles on it. And Tip is his real gift is finding an option with very low mileage. I can't reveal how they get to that. It's nothing, no subterfuge. It's actually a program from Nissan Corporate, but they have these low mile vehicles that come in. That's what I'm waiting for this week. So if you're interested in a vehicle for yourself or for the family, here's another new addition this week, a 2011 Buick Regal CXL Turbo under 8,000 and low mileage. These vehicles here, Nissans run forever. They just do. My sister, the nuclear physicist, only buys Nissans and has for the last 30 years because, she knows. She knows this stuff. Who am I going to argue with her? I don't think so. They got a nice 2013 Nissan Versa Black, only 63,000 miles and $7,200. There's deals. So stop by and see Tip Tames and his team. Let yourself get led into temptation, 235 Northeastern Bypass, or shop online at jackingram.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The trial for a Montgomery police officer charged with shooting and killing an unarmed black man in 2016 begins today. Officer Aaron Smith is accused of killing Greg Gunn in his Mobile Heights neighborhood in February of 2016. The trial was moved to Ozark earlier this year. The group Texas Equisearch is now back in Alabama to help with the search for missing teen Anaya Blanchard. Blanchard has been missing since October 24th. 29-year-old Ibrahim Yazid was arrested in Escambia County, Florida, in connection with her disappearance. And Governor Kay Ivey has named J.C. Love III as the new Montgomery County probate judge. The probate judge seat became vacant when Stephen Reed stepped down to run for and later win the Montgomery mayor's race. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more?
What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get 1 gig WOW Business internet starting at $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Gravy. I hope you have a good supply.
Pass the gravy.
Because this turkey's really dry.
Pass the gravy.
All the moisture's been sucked out.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy. It's
pass
like a desert
gravy.
In my mouth.
Pass the gravy.
I'm gonna need that gravy boat.
Pass the gravy.
Around my meat I'll make a moat.
Pass the gravy.
My turkey, it needs several coats.
Pass the gravy.
Pass the gravy.
The gravy.
We want you, we want you, 'cause this bird is hard to chew. We want you, 'cause this bird is hard to chew. We want you, 'cause this bird is hard to chew.
From birds to bird brains, former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
America, you have a right to be stupid.
Hey there, you got a right to be stupid. Yeah, it's exciting. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. Celebrating the, well, we're not celebrating, the dumbest of the dumb. Let's see what kind of trouble people got into over the weekend. A 19-year-old guy named Nathan Newell from Bel Air, Maryland, bank teller at Freedom Federal Credit Union Branch.
Okay.
Last Monday, a 78-year-old man came in and made a substantial withdrawal in cash.
Okay.
Well, the bank teller has all the information, right? So who's going to know? So he showed his, forced his way into the man's house that very evening, attacked and robbed him, and ran off. And this is the best part. His 57-year-old stepdaughter pulled a gun and threatened to call police.
Wow.
This is why me, Second Amendment advocate, this is that exact kind of situation. The police put the pieces together. They arrested him at the bank 2 days later. So he fled, but he didn't get anything. He's been charged with robbery, burglary, assault, and home invasion.
Anybody being an idiot who thinks they can rob a bank is and get away with it,
basically that's what he's doing.
Doesn't
through an innocent second party.
Yeah.
And you often wonder, and this is a tribute, not a criticism. This is a tribute to bank tellers. It takes a special person to sit in front of all that money, to have people coming and going all day, some either cashing big checks or depositing them, and they're not exactly getting rich in that job, but it's a stepping stone kind
of guy. Especially back in the wild, wild west and in those little banks, you know what I mean?
So number one is bank teller robbing customer. Number two, police in Montana searching for a driver who crashed into a fire hydrant earlier this month and then stole the hydrant.
Why would he want to do that?
Bozeman, Montana, driver there smashed into a fire hydrant earlier this month, fled the scene with the hydrant, but police were able to make an apprehension because they left behind their back bumper. Hey, look at this. I got a fire hydrant. Oh, put the bumper in the back. So police were able to get an identity number, you know, a manufacturing number off the bumper. Oh. And we're able to track down a 2012 Dodge Nitro.
Smart.
Fire hydrant, by the way, is worth $1,500. But, you know, I watch the cop shows. I don't know where you fence.
Not at Amazon.
And we've heard all kinds of people that get pulled over. Hey, you never know. You never know. All kinds of cops hear all kinds of stories about why people are in possession of illegal substances.
Okay.
Here's a new one, and guess what state?
Delaware.
Yeah.
Delaware,
Florida. Where a man pulled over by Florida highway patroopers said the wind blew that bag of cocaine out of my passenger seat.
And there was a lot of wind.
You know, it's amazing. A cop once told me this. My daughter's best friend down in Miami, her husband's a cop, and he tells me stories. And, you know, if you get the chance to do that, it will kind of reframe your attitude towards the police when you realize what they have to deal with just about every day.
Right.
That so many people who get busted for pot, coke, or open container violations, mm-hmm. it's sitting on the passenger seat when they pull up and look inside.
It's not even
the
hidden.
It's no.
Not even
he hidden. Says 99% of that stuff is captured without a search warrant or anything.
Yeah. Well, that
flew in the window.
The wind blew it in. That's my vote. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I love that. The wind blew it in, sir. Yeah.
I'll go with you, too, on that.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
Although I don't always save the best for last, and boy, have I got exciting news coming up after this next quick break in our final look at the roads at 8:46. The guy you might want to see to impress the family this Christmas time, which is now 37 days away. I know I changed the Rudolph the Reindeer countdown on my kitchen counter today.
Uh-huh.
He's cute. I mean, come on, I'm a mushbag for that sort of stuff. 37 days. He would be the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime, Terry Adams. Adams Motorsports every year actually starts this in like mid-August, about 120 days out. And for the family leader who wants to get something that everybody can enjoy, whether it's something for off-road excitement like Polaris or Kawasaki, or maybe something on the water like a jet ski, they can make their deal early, have it all paid for, have the financing arrangements met, and then Terry will store it for you in his warehouse until it's ready for Christmas. Put a big red bow on it, too. The key thing is, you know, supplies on some of these items run low or run out, and once they're gone for the year, they're gone. So go and make that arrangement. Give that family gift that's going to be remembered for years to come. You'll find Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Ackles. Super low interest rates because the manufacturers of these great products, which look amazing. I mean, they look almost military in their ruggedness, but a luxury car in the cockpit. It's really that way. So you'll be able to get a very consumer-friendly interest rate without having to meet a bank standard. At Adams Motorsports, go to adamsmotorsports.com to get your application started now. Our final look at the roads.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have some good news. I-65 southbound is now open. All lanes of traffic are beginning to move towards Montgomery. However, this could be a little bit of a problem because we got a lot of backed up cars headed into the I-65-85 interchange here shortly. Use caution. Drive carefully. Let's not have any more accidents. Also, just past Highway 14 on I-65 southbound, we have a stalled pickup truck right-hand lane. Last look on the cams, there was no emergency vehicles on the scene. Try not to rear in that guy until he can get that truck out of the road. But that's on the right-hand side of 65 Interstate, just past Highway 14. Once again, we're open and moving again on 65. If you're headed into Montgomery, it's going to take a few minutes for all these backed-up cars to get rolling. So just be careful out there, all right? If you're in an accident and you're wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Barney
Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thanksgiving is coming, and every year my husband's condition prevents us all from enjoying the holiday.
You know, all politicians lie. I mean, this is nothing new here. They've been doing this for years. You know, we're
you see, my husband has a bladder control problem. When he's in social situations, he can't control his bladder, so at any expected time, it just starts streaming out.
They're never going to fix the Middle East. We should just leave them and let them all have it out. Then we pick
I thought maybe I could just banish him to the kid table or give our guests earplugs, and then I found Blatherx. Just two Blatherx tablets in his beer, and he's sleeping off the Thanksgiving meal while we all watch football.
All these people on welfare, we should make them get off their butt.
Blather control is no laughing matter. So now there's Blatherx, available over the counter near the big fat turkey aisle of your favorite store.
Guys, I'm not a drinker, so I can't render an opinion on this, but you and
Join,
who's in the studio,
yeah,
futzing around with something. Right. Can you grab a seat over here?
Sorry.
Good Lord.
Really?
I just threw a ball out on 85. Would you mind getting that for me? This would be gauging your interest in something that Pabst Blue Ribbon is now offering.
All right, PBR.
A 99 pack of beer.
A what? Like a 99? Well, so you got 99
cans of beer on the wall.
Yeah.
99
okay.
cans of beer.
Now, it's 99 cans of beer in a very long box. It's $99. No, it's not.
Wait a minute.
$175.
$175. Now that's very different.
For a case of 99 cans of beer, does that sound
they
like
call it the family pack? Yeah, right.
It's our back to school special.
Yeah. This is very deceptive. Now, it might be cool to give somebody 99 cans of beer. How often do you get that? But it's $1.76 per beer, in that if you buy a 30-pack for $20, those uh-huh. cans are only 67 cents each.
Yeah.
We are not one of the 57 states that will have
it. It comes in a long box.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
Now, I suppose that would be fun if you had a really close friend that loved Pabst.
Sure.
Yeah, which is right up there with Blatz.
PBR.
Another great Blatz. Do they make Hams beer anymore? Is
that
Hams?
Hams?
Yeah.
No, I've never
heard of that.
Come on.
Is that some, like, northern, like, Pollock beer or something?
That's insensitive to use that word.
Especially when there's a big Pollock sitting right across from him. That's even worse. You never heard of this?
I've never heard of Hams beer.
Listen.
Refreshing as the land of sky blue water.
You never heard of this?
It's a blanket fine, cool enchantment. Hams, the beer refreshing.
Why would you think I had ever heard that before?
Because I played it on the show before. It was in the system. It's Elizabeth Warren's favorite beer.
Feel the freshness. And in Hams beer, you can taste it. A taste as big and fresh as the land of sky.
They used to advertise nationally. They had a beer, the Hams beer beer.
Yeah, and I remember those bars, like up in the Cleveland and Chicago area.
Taverns, not bars. Taverns.
Sound like or, I was yeah. that far off.
Yeah, grill. A grill.
A grill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you'd go in and you'd see Ham's beer and PBR and...
Wouldn't have a bowl of sausage or something?
Yeah.
Oh, it comes in the 99 cans come in varieties. You get the original, the easy, and the extra.
Oh.
yeah. So...
I like my beer easy.
Great the family pack.
Great for the college student in your family.
What's the follow-up line? I like my beer easy from Airplane. The follow-up line would have been just like my sister.
Oh, no.
Some horrible line. As you can see, we're degrading right before your very eyes in terms of our quality.
I'm glad I was able to show up and add to it.
Don't forget your headphones later on.
You won't be able to find one of those 99 Pabst packs at Lewis Lawn, but you will be able to find...
No.
When you walk in and you say...
Show us!
Mowers. Boy, do they have mowers.
Show us.
And this year, thanks to their expanded showroom space... They now have the new tractor mowers as well, the latest line of those, Echo, Exmark, Toro, every brand you can think of. This is a good time of year to buy because they want to clear the 2019 inventory out to make room for the 2020s. Everything still comes with a warranty, and believe it or not, Lewis Lawn is one of those places where if you buy it there, you can get it fixed there. They have a great service department behind the scenes. Wonderful folks at the counter, and Chad Sasser is the guy. They can give you immediate answers on manufacturer specials, incentives, and discounts. And everything, all the Shindawa products, all the steel products, the steel blower, very handy at this time of the year. So stop by and see them. Great local business, great local folks. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, and you can reach them at 244-9191.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today. Along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join Dixie to drive out hunger in our community and support the Montgomery Area Food Bank this November. Give your donation to a team member at your Dixie appointment.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Joey and Jack, ready for news and views today. Anything to talk about in the news?
I think we're going to try to come up with what's the proper grammar, conjugation of moose.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.